Sechet Sukkah, Per Gimel Mishnah Yud Gimel. Yontif Arishan Shachag Shechol Yos Kishabbos. When the first day of Sukkah comes out on Shabbos, as it then was during the times of the Beit HaMikdash, if Shabbos came out on the first day of Sukkah, then the din was to take the lulav on Shabbos, as opposed to if Shabbos came out one of the other days, then the chamah did not allow to take the lulav on Shabbos. Kala am malichen et lulvayim lebeit haknesses. Everybody had to bring their lulav before Shabbos to shul, as they weren't allowed to carry it out on Shabbos. Lamachrat mashkimin ubam. The next day they came to shul early. Ka echad ve'echad makir eshalo v'noto. Each person has to make sure to take his very own lulav. Mipnei she'amru hachamim. As the Chachamim said, "Ein adam yote yidei chovaso b'yantiv harishon shachag b'lulavo shachaveir." A person cannot be yote on the first day of Sukkot with somebody else's lulav. As the pasuk said, "Lakachtem lachem b'yom harishon," and the Chachamim darshan lachem mishalachem, that the lulav has to belong to you, and that pasuk was referring to dafka the first day of Sukkot, as opposed to the following days of Sukkot. Where even in the Beit HaMikdash, where it was a din d'oraisa to take lulav, but it doesn't say lachem. So therefore, the following days, you could be yotze even with a borrowed lulav. But even on the first day of Sukkot, if your friend gives it to you, b'matana manas l'hachzer, or give it to you as a gift, on condition that you give it back, then you are yotze even on the first day. Ushar yemot achad, the rest of Sukkot, adam yotze yidei chovaso b'lulavo shachavero. A person can be yotze his chiyav with somebody else's lulav, as we said, by the other days of Sukkot, even in the Beit HaMikdash, where it was a din d'oraisa, it does not say lechem. Sechet Sukkah, Per Gimel Mishnah Yudalit, Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Yontif Harishon Shachag Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, the first day of Sukkot which comes down on Shabbos. As we said earlier, that when the first day of Sukkot comes down on Shabbos during the time of the Beit HaMikdash, then you would be allowed to take the lulav even though it's Shabbos. V'shachach v'hoitzi et halulav L'Rishus HaRabim. He mistakenly was mostly the lulav into Rishus HaRabim, Pater. His Pater from bringing a Chatas, Mimnei Shehotzio Bershus, because he brought it out with permission. Meaning what? Since he was very involved in the mitzvah, and he was so usik in the mitzvah, he did not realize he was taken out to Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, his Pater from bringing a Chatas. Now, that's only talking about he wasn't yet Yosei with the mitzvah, but if he was already Yosei, then you don't have this patur. Now, how is it possible that he wasn't Yosei yet with the mitzvah? Because the din is, as soon as you pick up the lulav, you're already Yosei. The answer is, either he took the lulav backwards, he wasn't holding it upright, and you're not Yosei unless you hold it upright, or he had kavana that he shouldn't be Yosei the mitzvah yet, so therefore he's not Yosei, and therefore, when he brings it out to Rishus HaRabim, it's pasuk.